In our call to worship today, I'm reading from Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But then we have this very strong turn in the psalmist's thinking in verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. He was listing out all of the struggles and difficulties and woes that he was having. He said, but I have trusted in thy mercy. Very interesting week this week with the tragedy that took place in Oregon and the question that was asked before this man took the lives of several individuals, are you a Christian? And if they responded yes, they were shot in the head. Talking with Brother Watt, he mentioned this. Imagine if he'd have asked if they were Islamic. I think there'd have been a far different response than what we've gotten. Oh, there would be, you know, government officials flying out to be seen, you know, to show that we're not anti-Islamic, but it was a Christian. And what was the response? Very little response. The only response that we got from our government officials was, we need to get rid of guns. That's the problem. But, you know, Christians, well, they're docile. We're not going to say anything about that. You know, we are fast approaching the day where we are going to be the targets. This individual originally was from Great Britain, and he had immigrated here to the United States. His mother had, and he grew up in various locations around the country, but he despised religion. But specifically, what group did he despise? Christians. Now, I'm not here just to ring the alarm, you know, watch out. I'm simply here. What is going to be your response? You know, it's interesting to me that those that were asked said, I'm a Christian. Even after the first killing, perhaps there were some genuine Christians there. It just, they were willing to stand with Christ. I trust that that was the case. You know, we've often thought to ourselves, what would you do? But here's something that's even more important than how you would respond to that. Can you say with the psalmist David, but I have trusted. He said, I'm not trusting. I have trusted in thy mercy. It's been the pattern of my life to trust in the Lord. He put it in the past tense. I have trusted in thy mercy. And I will continue to do so. I will sing unto the Lord, even in my circumstance, because He has dealt bountifully with me. Again, the history of my life has been trusting in the Lord and the Lord undertaking for me. What kind of a pattern do you have of your life? Is it a pattern of trusting? Can you say this morning, I have trusted in His mercy? Or is it just something that, you know, we get in a big trouble? Oh, Lord, I'm trusting in you right now. No. Do you have a pattern of trusting in the Lord? That was the strong message. When I read that psalm, I went back through before I did a message with the young people in Psalm 15. I had gone back through and read the first 15 psalms over and over again. And that phrase, I have trusted, just stood out to me in blaring lights. Can I say I have trusted? Or is it when I get in a jam, oh Lord, I'm trusting you right now. That's not going to work. There has to be a pattern of resting in the Lord. And so I want to encourage you this morning as we worship Him in song, as we worship Him in spirit and in truth, that we identify ourselves with the Lord, not just when there's a big problem that comes my way, but I'm trusting Him every day. Every day. So I can look back and say, Lord, I've trusted you. I know you're going to deal bountifully for me because I've trusted you over and over again. What a wonderful and glorious psalm to encourage our hearts this morning.